It is estimated that Monsanto owns 11,000 patents.
Why would corporations do this? Because then they can take the one seed they want to use to replace all these seeds, and it will own the marketplace.
In Canada, the question of patenting landed directly in Percy Schmeiser's field.
I've been farming for 53 years, and in those years I've grown mostly wheat, canola, oats, and peas. This field has had wheat, and the field behind me has canola in it, or rapeseed as it is known in Europe. When our grandparents came to this country, there was no such thing as chemical companies or seed companies, and they had to rely and develop their own seed, borrow seed from their neighbors, or bring it from Europe with them.
Percy was known in this part of Canada as a seed developer and a seed saver.
I would say that our best grains, our best seeds, have not been developed by research people or scientists. They have been developed by farmers.
In 1997, Percy sprayed Monsanto's Roundup around the power poles and ditches as he had done for years. Some canola plants did not die.
I thought initially that some of those plants didn't die because I had been spraying year after year after year with Roundup in the same area, and companies warn you, you shouldn't spray every year because you could develop a resistance. Monsanto found out about it, and they went on my land that I farm without my knowledge, without my permission, and took plants or seeds and said some of that was Monsanto's Roundup Ready canola. In August the 6th of 1998, they launched a lawsuit against me.
Monsanto claimed that Percy had illegally obtained their genetically modified canola without a license and had infringed on their patent.
Patents historically have been for things like, I've used the example of a carburetor. Well, a carburetor doesn't get up one day and start replicating itself everywhere and introducing itself into your car so that all of a sudden you have somebody else's carburetor one morning and then you get sued for patent infringement. So that's the unique nature of this type of technology, that once you've unleashed it into the environment, uncontrolled and unconfined, it will spread everywhere.
Before the main trial, Monsanto withdrew then all their allegations against me that I had ever obtained a seed illegally. And they went on to say that it didn't matter how the seed got on to my land, I still infringed on their patent.
Because my land is on the east side of the road, the main road, the prevailing winds here are from the west. So it would be natural for the canola that blew off of trucks to land in the field here. In fact, one farmer told me that when he drove past my land hauling a Roundup Ready canola, his tarp had broken, and he estimated he lost enough past my 2 miles of land to seed 2,000 acres.
Well, I think one of the biggest issues in the case is where to draw the line between the people and the companies who produce and come up with this new technology. The line ended up being drawn way into the farmers' fields. And our contention was the line should clearly be drawn such that farmers have a right to continue to farm. They should be able to save and reuse their own seed. They should be able to buy seed, conventional seed, from their neighbors as they've had in the past, without having to worry about whether they're infringing somebody's patent now.
1999, when I went to seed my canola fields, I was advised by my lawyer not to use my own seed again because I now knew it was contaminated by Monsanto's genetic altered canola. And it was seed that was adapted to this region and grew quite well because it was resistant to various diseases.
Percy destroyed over 1,000 pounds of seed that he and his wife had developed over decades.
The lawsuit and my loss of my seeds was the hardest thing that we could have ever happened to us.
Now here Monsanto comes along, what we worked for all these years, they just want to take it away just like that from us. I could never do that to go into their office and take anything. I would be prosecuted. And they can just come and do anything to the farmers just like they own them or so. It really is upsetting. And I feel they've taken my rights away and my privacy. And we're not the only ones they've been doing too, as many others. Why are they prosecuting so many of these little farmers when they only made worth a couple hundred thousand, when they're such a multinational company? Why? Is it greed, or is it they just want to control all the seeds?
Percy was not the only farmer accused by Monsanto.
In the summer of 2000, my family and I were discussing how rude we thought it was that Monsanto never sent us a letter or thanked us for cooperating with their investigation into our business. We were stunned when in late July of the year 2000, we received a letter from a law firm in New Orleans that was representing Monsanto Company, accusing us of infringing on their patent. Every accused grower in the United States that I have talked to had nearly identical stories. They come and test your crop. The farmers that have nothing to hide figure, well, they'll find that we didn't plant this crop that they say, and they come back over a year later and accuse you of this when the farmer can't go back and take crop samples and disprove them. Monsanto had told us that they had sampled all 3,850 acres of our soybean crop. The samplers would have had to have been gathering one sample continuously every 20 seconds. After examining the testimony that we gave, we realized their story didn't add up. Now they changed their story, saying they only took a handful of samples per field. Are we to assume that they were lying in their first attempt to extort money from us, or are they lying now?
Estimates are that Monsanto has sent out 9,000 letters to farmers. Most farmers choose to pay to avoid lawsuits. Even so, there are 100 active lawsuits in the United States alone. When the farmers do settle with Monsanto, they have to agree to never discuss their settlement.
We feel that we were profiled by Monsanto because of the size of our farm, and that they wanted to try to make an example out of us to scare other farmers into never saving their own seed, to be too scared to save their own seed.
Eventually, my case went to court after 2.5 years. And Monsanto dragged me through those courts in pretrial. They did everything to break me. They basically took all of our retirement funds, because just my lawyer fees alone up to date have been around $200,000.
One of the sons said, "Mom and Dad, I hope it won't get you down because they're trying to destroy you. But I hope you're strong and you just get through it all." He says, "That's the only way changes will be made in our country with these big companies."
Monsanto ready to wage war. Schmeiser's case opened door for Monsanto to pursue other patent breaches. A lot of people have asked me why I didn't just settle. I probably could have settled for maybe a slap on the wrist or maybe a few $1,000 fine. But what I did was talk it over with my wife and said, "Look, they destroyed our seed, everything we've worked for in the last 50 years. And if I sign this, that I grew genetic altered canola without a license when we were doing our own thing, minding our own business, I couldn't live with myself. And I feel that it was taking my fundamental rights away from me." My grandparents left a system like that way back turn of the century to get away from control and a feudal type system. Are we going to want to go back to that? And we said, no. We'll fight it and stand up for what we believe in.